Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thursday, 1 week away from Thanksgiving. If you're thinking grocery prices are outrageous, I got to pay for Thanksgiving, how about to have this happen to you? A way to get lucky. This guy got lucky in the most random way possible, had him winning the lottery. I'll tell you how next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Kevin, you talk about mowing the lawn all the time.
Yeah.
This has probably never happened to you. I mow my lawn all the time. Never happened to me. Guy in Maryland said he was mowing his neighbor's lawn, maybe doing a good deed, and all of a sudden, numbers just started popping in his head for no reason.
Okay.
So he stopped mowing his lawn, left, and won about a lottery ticket with those numbers and hit the lottery for $150,000.
Whoa.
I mean, did God just like speak to him in that moment?
Right? Isn't that crazy? Like all of a sudden, the numbers just start popping in his head and he's like, you know what? I'm going for it. And then dude won the lottery, said he's going to pay off debt, take a trip around the world, spoil his wife, just for numbers popping
so
in his head.
So wild.
The only numbers that pop in my head when I'm mowing is, man, I got more time to mow this lawn.
Yeah, or like, this is how much debt I'm really in. Those numbers pop in.
Or 6-7.
Or 6-7.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. I'm about to sound real cool right now, guys. Fit check. Thanksgiving style. Did I sound cool? When it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, what is the outfit of choice, though? Do you go sweatpants because you're going to be stuffed? Do you get dressed up and get fancy because it's a big fancy dinner? Sweaters? What are you rocking?
You know, it's funny. I go with this dilemma because my older brother always wears comfortable clothes.
Yeah.
But I always wear clothes that are going to look good in the family photo we take.
Look at Kevin caring about the family photo.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I had my way, it would be sweats, but it's not sweats. It's usually jeans and a nice sweater.
Really? Okay. Yep.
I'm the same way. If I had my way, it would be like literally pajamas, but my family kind of dresses up, and so then we feel like we have to. So we have to.
All right. I'm two different ways. For Christmas, we've historically always gone to Florida. We go on a big family vacation. We're there for like a whole week during Thanksgiving week, and we go out to like a nice restaurant. We're eating on the beach. That's like sandals and beachwear. Not very Thanksgiving-y at all. But since the hurricane hit, I haven't gone in like a couple of years, and now I've been eating at home. Screw you guys. I'm still wearing the sweatpants. If I was you guys, my whole life I would have been a sweatpant guy. Don't care about the family photo. If I'm at home,
I hope when I'm older and I'm hosting, everyone will come in their pajamas.
Yeah. I don't care if Kevin's rocking the sweater. I got sweatpants on, man. I'm here to eat and have a good time and watch some football. Get out. Move over on the couch.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Look, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I know life is busy. I'm going to read a headline and Hannah will tell me, ooh, I want to hear about that story, or she'll tell me to keep it moving, skip over it. Now is the time to start your New Year's resolution.
Really?
That's what they're saying. It's called a soft launch. I've been actually preaching this. It's actually getting some momentum going into the new year. They're saying, start it now, test it out, make sure you want this to be your New Year's resolution even, because then all of a sudden it's this like all or nothing mentality and you kind of start off the year. If you're like, oh, I hate this as a New Year's resolution, I couldn't do this, I'm not into it. then all of a sudden, like, the year kind of starts off kind of
sucking.
You have
time to flop.
Yeah, you have time to flop. Where are people going to spend Thanksgiving?
What do you mean? Like traveling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, where are they going?
Florida.
Florida
is the number one destination. It's Orlando, then Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Top three is another Florida destination. It's all Florida. My family still goes to Florida for Thanksgiving. We're just not going this year because the area we were hit by hurricanes. But like we used to go to Florida. Hmm. Venting does not work.
Lies. Keep moving.
Okay. How effective is the silent treatment? Because that might work.
Definite lie. Keep moving.
No, the silent treatment is one of the worst things you could possibly do to someone, they said.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
It's like getting punched in the face. Same exact senses of physical pain of getting punched in the face is when you don't talk to them.
I would rather get punched in the face.
Yeah, the silent treatment is the worst. Average driver will go how many miles to pick up a loved one?
Ooh, how many?
How many miles? Like you go, hey, a loved one needs stranded, needs to get picked up. How many miles are you willing to drive?
I don't know. 100?
172.
Oh, wow. It must not be very loving.
Yeah. Some people said they would drive up to 700 miles.
Whoa.
If like a loved one needs something.
Right. I'd say catch a flight.
Kevin does those miles just for like fun.
That's Kevin's daily drive.
Drive to work.
That's just his commute. Like, how many miles would you drive to work?
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Homeschool.
Neely and Harper, a duo, mother-daughter duo. Hannah, are you ready to take on a duo?
I am.
All right, are you guys ready to play together, Neely and Harper?
Oh, we are.
All right. This is usually Hannah's against somebody else in the room like Kevin, but now Neely's coming.
I feel like it's like 5 versus 1.
Yeah. I know. Neely's coming with her daughter. She's going to use Kevin. She's going to use everybody to beat you. Hannah, leave the room. All right, Hannah leaves the room. 5 pop culture questions. Same questions are asked to both Hannah and the team. And we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right. Which Wicked co-star will host Saturday Night Live?
Ariana Grande.
Yep, Ariana Grande is going to host a Christmas special with Cher. Speaking of Wicked, what land is Shiz University located in?
Oz.
Oz, yes, it is in the land of Oz. Costume art will be the theme of the...
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Biggest celebrity charity gala, which is called what?
Oh, I don't know.
That's okay. Any guesses? Just want to throw something out there. Ever heard of any big galas?
Met Gala.
Yeah.
There we go. That's why Harper's playing. There we go. 3 for 3. Kim Kardashian's daughter, so this mother-daughter combo, will team up together on their own Skims campaign. Which Kim Kardashian's daughter is going to have her own Skims campaign?
Northwest
is correct. And according to a recent study, this is the most common side dish at Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes.
Boom. 5 for 5 nice from the
job,
team.
Guys. Wow.
Mother-daughter team. They worked it. You know, when Neely didn't know one, Harper knew one. When Harper knew didn't know one, Neely knew it. That's how you do it. 5 for 5. We're going to see how Hannah does when we bring her back in next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room to take on the duo, the team, mother and daughter, Neely and Harper. Hannah, you were outside the room. You couldn't hear the questions or the answers. They're good. They make a good team. Ooh. They're a good mother-daughter team. Okay. Neely and Harper, tell her how many you got right.
Five.
Five for five?
Yep. When Neely didn't know one, Harper knew one. When Harper didn't know it, Neely. They're great. A team.
Great.
You got to get a perfect score, and you got to do it all by yourself. See who gets more right. Ty does go towards Hannah, so she's still in the game. Which Wicked co-star will host Saturday Night Live?
Ariana Grande.
Yep, she's going to do the Christmas special. What land is Shiz University located in?
What land?
Yep, I need the land that Shiz University is located in for Wicked.
Far, far away land.
Does seem kind of far, far away from Kansas, doesn't it, Dorothy?
Mm-hmm.
It's the land of Oz.
Oh, that's... I should have got that.
Yes, you should have gotten that.
Come on.
Hannah, she's out. You guys got the win. Let's give Hannah the rest of the questions, though. A costume art will be the theme of the biggest celebrity charity gala, which is called what?
The...
Far, far away gala?
Big gala. We're all big galas.
Yeah, what's the big gala?
The biggest.
Just the big one.
What does it start with?
No. You already lost.
I already lost. What does it matter?
You've been there.
We've given you.
Yes.
I've been there?
You've been to the biggest gala. Yes. Kim Kardashian's daughter will get her own Skims campaign.
North.
Yep. And according to recent studies, it's the most common side dish at Thanksgiving.
Stuffing.
No, it's mashed potatoes.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Stuffing? We just talked about stuffing.
Yeah, I think it's the most popular, like most liked, mashed potatoes most common.
This is rigged.
They're at every table. Everyone's got a mashed potato there.
So rigged.
Yay. All right, Hannah loses to the combo of Nelly and Harper. You know what to do, Hannah.
This is Hannah, and I've been schooled by Neely and Harper.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
AB is off today, so it's just Hannah and Kevin guessing the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 32% of Americans say they've gotten this to improve their appearance, their physical, personal appearance.
Okay. Naturally, I'm going to go with something that helps me feel better. I'm going to say get a spray tan.
You think it's only 32% of you out there?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I was curious. Judge people who get spray tans.
Do you?
Yeah. All right. And I did not judge.
Kevin, you said I looked leaky.
You did say that. You did.
That's okay. That brought me back to my mother because I called out my mom when she got plastic surgery.
32% of Americans have gotten plastic surgery to improve their appearance.
I didn't know she got that.
She did, yeah. It was for her chin.
All her out.
I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
May you rest in peace.
That's why Kevin's so confident right now.
Literally.
Nobody got it correct, though. 32% of Americans have gotten this to improve their personal appearance. What is it? 855-444-MEGA. Text in your guesses at 855-444-6342 if you think you know it.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 32% of people have done this. Americans have gotten this to improve their appearance. What is it?
Ben texted in and said Botox. We have laser hair removal. Teacher Suzanne and her son Trevor say getting a haircut or even getting a wig. Titus texted in something similar and said dyeing their hair.
No, it's a tattoo, guys.
Really?
Yeah. 32% of people say, you know what? I just don't, you do you. I'm not a tattoo guy, but I definitely do not think I would look cooler with a tattoo. I would look like that guy does not need a tattoo. It's the opposite.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Hey, Hannah is actually doing her first Thanksgiving with her boyfriend and wants to not screw it up and is going to need your advice in like 3 minutes. See if you can help a girl out who's got a big first Thanksgiving with her boyfriend. Hannah does. Is there like a go-to dish that is simple and easy for someone who's not the best chef, but also like people would like and enjoy? You don't want to bring something that's just a waste and people are like, oh, thanks for the crap food to put it on the kids' table. 855-444-6342. Hannah's looking for some advice on what dish to bring to her boyfriend, and her are going to spend Thanksgiving with each other's families for the first time. You're doing the dual Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is a really big holiday for me because boyfriend Julian is coming over to my mom's house, and then after that, I'm going over to his grandma's house. And I thought it would be nice for me to try and like bring a dish for them inviting me to their big Thanksgiving.
And the problem is that I am like literally the worst cook. The only thing I know how to cook is like my ground turkey and sweet potatoes. And even when I bring those into the studio, everybody complains about it. So I'm looking for a good suggestion. I told my mom about this and she knows I'm not a good cook. So her suggestion, legit, like she actually means this, is she thinks I should bring wine.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. No, I look horrible if I walk in with alcohol.
Why?
I don't think that's that the number would give one me thing. A good first right. impression.
And huh? Why?
I'm so know. Confused. I wanted to bring like a homemade dish.
No, okay, that so is you, a huge yeah. no. No, no, no. No. They're cooking. You don't bring grandma's. Grandma's making the meal. You do not try to step on grandma's meal.
I'm that, not trying to step point. On grandma. No, I'm I would not to bring help
a,
grandma.
I'm not bringing a single dish to grandma. That's what I would. You're my not, suggestion was going to be wine, too.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Do you really want to make, if you really want to make yeah. something, that's going to be hard. I was like, you know what? Pick up a pumpkin pie.
See, I didn't want to look cheap either and just go the easy
I
route.
I don't know if that looks, I that's. I don't know if that looks cheap, but you know,
no one eats that crap though. That is the thing that goes on the table when you because people like that homey pie, like a delicious like people crush dessert. When you buy like the store bought pie, you feel like there's like one slice and it's Kevin who
that's
took the slice.
Definitely
out.
Not. I'm definitely so, not to, going that
so
route.
So if you're not going that route,
and you're not
going
to bring wine, is he bringing something to your family's house? What's no. he bringing? So why do he you guys?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was the right thing to do.
I think it's not the right thing to do. Not to get in your head. I think you trying to bring a dish to grandma's cooking could be like, yo, this is trash. It needs to go outside. Put it outside. Wow. I'm thinking wine was the move.
Really?
Yeah, you hand them a bottle of wine. Everyone toast it up. It's perfect. And it looks like you care, but you're not trying to be grandma.
And if that's not the move, I think it's a dessert.
Yeah.
You know,
I do think Kevin's right on.
Dessert is scary territory for me because grandma, that's like her thing.
Ooh, then stay away from the dessert.
See, everyone's going to mess with you.
Well, everybody's scaring me.
You mentioned, you know, the sweet potatoes. You know, you're pretty
those
good
are from a frozen bag.
Well,
So far, Hannah hates everything.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Does anyone have like a good go-to dish that Hannah can make that's simple or. What do you think? Does she not bring a dish because it could be overstepping? 855-444-6342. It's the Brett Mega Show. Hannah has her first big holiday with the boyfriend. Going to do the dual Thanksgiving where you start at one place, then you get in the car, shuffle on over to the next place, and she's like, I'm going to grandma's house. What should I bring as a dish when I walk in? So it looks like I'm not trying to overstep grandma, but I want to be a contributor. It's a tough choice to make. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Darren, you got some advice for Hannah on what she should bring to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she should ask her boyfriend.
Ask the boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend Julian gets an input.
Yeah, what do you think he would say? Why don't
Who
you just
knows?
Ask him?
Who knows? I'll have to talk to him.
So you haven't asked the boyfriend?
No.
Oh, my Hannah. Somebody help her. Ashley, help her. Ashley, what do you think that she should bring?
I think that you should ask grandma or ask him to ask grandma what you can help with, what would be helpful. But if you just want to bring something kind of like as a surprise, I don't want to ask, I just want to bring something super easy, a block of cream cheese, a stick of butter, and a can of green chilies. Mix it all up, heat it up, it's delicious.
It's like a dip?
No,
like a
corn
side, like a creamy corn side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great already messing it up.
Ashley, the other thing is, if you ask grandma, there's no way anyone's ever going to tell you to bring something. Everyone always is like, nah, I'm good.
No, we're good.
That's true.
I don't know. My aunt hosts every year. Everybody asks what they can bring, and she assigns a dish to everybody.
Really? Next year, I'm going to
feel like grandmas are different, though.
I'm going to be like, turkey. Like, what? let's go to Emily. Emily, you have a dish that you feel like people can't screw up. What is it?
Green beans.
Boom.
See, I feel like that's a really big dish to bring, though.
Do you think
like, a lot of people are, the text line, I feel like, has never been crazier, but a lot of people are saying green bean casserole. That's, like, one of the main stars of Thanksgiving. So that's a lot of responsibility on me, and I don't want to step on grandma's toes.
I agree. I was saying straight just green beans.
Oh, just green
whatever.
Beans.
Yep, just regular green beans in a crock pot. But a lot of people do the casserole for Thanksgiving.
So, terrible advice. Thank you. Great, Emily. You're like, you're actually right. Then people might actually have a different side there.
Okay.
Rhonda, you actually have some advice we can use. So, Rhonda, what do you think that Hannah should bring as her dish when she does Thanksgiving for the first time with her boyfriend?
So, instead of a dish or wine, what about a cornucopia or some flowers?
That's good.
That's way better. That's where like the wine is just like a common thing. You want to stay away from trying to like do anything that people are not going to eat and just sits there. Flowers are going to be beautiful. It's supposed to sit there. You go. You get a gift to sit.
Now that I can't mess up.
Yeah, its job is to sit.
Right. My grandma used to have a centerpiece, a cornucopia centerpiece, like every year at Thanksgiving, and my mom and my aunts would buy it for her.
I gotta Google that.
I'm a grandma now, so I would love if my kids would buy me a cornucopia.
Yeah,
if
hopefully they're listening now. Right. They took some notes. Yeah. There you go.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
A lot of people are already really, really thankful for this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, because this year they are featuring a ton of different hip-hop and R&B artists, more than they have in the past. Some of the biggest stars include Busta Rhymes, Lil Jon, Ciara, Kool & the Gang, Shaggy, and R&B legend Darlene Love. Those are just some of the biggest names, and it is like really refreshing to get like a mix of different genres and of music and everything.
Love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There's something like creates that specialty holiday magic. I know you watch it every year. It's like you're ready for it, Hannah.
Yeah, I'm big on it. Something I am mad about though this year is I feel like now more than ever we are getting like the reveals way too early. Like we literally already know which floats some of the stars are going to be on. Like we already know when we see the big Toys R Us float, we know what it looks like, and we know that Lil Jon's going to be on it. And I'm like, hey, I like the element of surprise when I watch to see the float come and then like squint my eyes a little bit and see which artist is on it. So it's kind of sad to me that through social media and everything, we already know the floats and who's going to be on them.
I know. I think that's
just complaint.
Part of you being in the business.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
I think you used to watch it as a civilian before. Now you're like in the biz.
Well, now I'm spoiling it for the rest of you. When you see the Toys R Us one, know that Lil Jon's on it too.
I hate to spoil something else to you. Nobody sings. It's not allowed.
Right.
No matter how good of a singer you are.
Really?
Idina Menzel last year performed because of Wicked and all that stuff. Even the best voices, there's just too much like technical
background
difficulties.
Noise,
background
issues.
Noise, yep. Wind, it all could happen. So nobody is allowed to sing.
That's
so
ruined.
Everyone voice... Like everyone's like voice slipping,
lip
syncing and stuff like that. So think about that too. Sorry.
Well, now it's ruined.
Now it's all ruined.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
All right. It's one of the most important things we do. We do a lot of things that have us involved in the community and spreading kindness and sweetness is a word my mom used to throw out. One of the sayings she always said is be sweet, Brett. Here on the Brett Maga Show. But I think these thank you letters that we write every single year to someone in our lives as we head into the holidays, which can be stressful, we head into Thanksgiving, and just remind ourselves what it's really all about is one of the most important things, because it's a lot of times the people closest to you don't even realize that you're thankful for them, don't even realize that you see them. And so that's why we challenge ourselves to write these thank you letters, and we've been reading them all week, and we challenge you to do so too. If you do these, I guarantee you're going to love it, and that person who receives it's going to love it. Hannah, who did you decide to write yours to?
This year, I decided to write my letter. Woo! Jeez. I decided to write my letter to my mom. Mom, it's pretty ironic that we've done this tradition on the show now for 3 years, and I'm just now writing one to you. That's typically how it can go with moms. Your love is so instilled in every single part of me that sometimes it becomes so natural that it can go unnoticed. But mom, your love is everything to me. It shouldn't go unnoticed. Literally every part of me and who I am is because of you. I'm not just talking genetics or the way I like my coffee too sweet because that's how you like it too. I'm talking about the way I show up for my family, the way I show up for my friends, the way I show up for work, my strong loyalty to those who have my love. All of those things are things I've learned from you. And thank you, because those few things are actually the few things I actually like about myself. I think it's pretty special when I meet someone new and they ask about you. I always try and shift my response each time to see if it'll end up capturing the true bond and love we have, but I've yet to find the words. It's hard to describe how every second of my life I think of you, and every decision I make, thought I have, you are in it. I try to describe to people your strength of raising all of your kids and making it through so much that many could never even think of. But it truly is impossible. Maybe that's why it took me 3 damn years to try and write this thing. My love and admiration for you is truly unwritten and unwavering. My love is so deep and connected to you that I wish I had all the words to describe it. To the best mom, friend, babysitter, grandma, and person I know, thank you for everything. My love for you truly goes beyond words. That felt good.
Did your mom know you were going to write it?
No, she did not.
So she hearing it for the first time, like, even like, hey, mom, listen to the radio tomorrow. You're just like, maybe she turned it off. Maybe she caught it or not.
Right.
Yes.
I think as someone who lost, Kevin and I both don't have moms. Both of us have lost our moms.
I feel the same way, Brett. It's one of those things where you're like, you know, gosh, just getting another chance to say I love you, mom.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's just, you. I'm hearing this and I'm going, man, it hits. It hits a lot, especially during the holidays. So glad you got a chance to actually, you know, say I love you, mom.
Oh, that makes me cry.
Thank you, mom. And your mom got to hear it in person. You know, we know our moms are hearing it in spirit, but it's totally different when mom gets to respond because knowing moms, she's like, yeah, well, you know, you could have said this, you know, thinking of my mom. But that's awesome. Aww. Awesome.
Yeah, one of the things I think about all the time, and I don't want to get like too preachy, but like I constantly often sometimes think if I had a second chance in life with my mom, those moments, would I have said things differently? Would I have done things differently? I'm someone who moved away from home, Dorothy, no place like home type of thing with Wiki going on. And one, her health got really sick and really bad, wasn't there for her. And I would be like, was I not there for her? And my dad would talk about this all the time and be like, what a mom wants you to do is follow your dreams. You are doing what she wanted for you. And it's always like, man, would I have had that conversation? Would I have said things differently? Would I have done things differently? And so not to get too preachy, but the one thing that I always told my mom and I will always reiterate is call your mom, text your mom, tell them you love them, because all of a sudden they're not and you can't do it. And all you want to do in those times is call your mom, talk to your mom and tell them you love them. So it's just one of those reminders. And I do think moms are like one of the most thankless jobs ever.
Yeah.
I'm witnessing it with my wife, who is, I think, the most incredible mom in the world. 2-3 kids under the age of 5. And it's just, she has no personal space. She has no, like, she has nothing. And she just gives everything to these kids and these families. And you just realize, like, it is the most thankless job. So everyone, thank your moms, especially when Thanksgiving. We've been writing thank you letters all week long here on the Brett Mega Show. And there is one more thank you letter to read, actually, because we've been reading them. Hannah thought she was the last person on the show to read it, because myself, Kevin, AB, Hannah, we've all read ours. We actually received one.
Oh.
Of ourselves, which I think is so cool. One of the things that we have challenged people to do to up until Thanksgiving is to write to somebody. Write them a thank you letter. I guarantee it will make their day. And AB actually wrote hers to me last year. I'll never forget it. And now to receive one from somebody, I think we all could be like, wow, attest to this. Connie wrote us a thank you letter, who is a listener and part of our little listener family here on the Brett Mega Show, wrote a small little thank you letter. And just even these words, I think, will just resonate with everyone. Dear Brett, Hannah, Kevin, and AB, in the week of giving thanks, I would like to say thank you to all of you. Every morning you share your lives with us, the good, the bad, and ugly. I laugh, I cry, right along with you. You're all down-to-earth people, which makes it easy to relate to your stories. The love that you have for your families and as well as each other comes through loud and clear each day. I feel like the biggest compliment I can give is that you feel like friends, which makes it awkward when I see you all. And I must remind myself that I know you way better than you know me. I hope your holidays are amazing. Keep up the incredible work you do. Thank you, and here's to another great year. Love, Connie.
Aww. That was so sweet.
Thank you so much, Connie.
I think it's so cool to receive a thank you letter from the people who listen to the show, because really, we are just so thankful for you. We talk into this little microphone thing, and only way it works is if you listen. Like, all we do is talk. You need to listen for it to have any impact. And the fact that we are having an impact on you means everything in the world.
I mean, yeah, that's our whole goal. That's, like, why we do this, is to feel, you know, a connection with you guys in our community. So, and sometimes like we forget, like we're busy, we get caught up in here. And so to hear that like reminder and refresher that like, you know, we are making a difference in people's lives and they are living this right along with us, that, I mean, that really, that makes me feel, my heart is just like exploding right now. I love that.
Exactly. It's so cool to get an opportunity to enjoy what we do and to know that you're enjoying what we do as well.
Yeah. I think the laugh, cry, good or bad, we have to share our lives, means something to me. And one of the things that I told my wife, who's a mental health therapist and helps people on a regular basis, I'm like, I think that's so cool. I remember we've been together for 20 years and I was, you know, going to college and I'm like, you know, all I can do is like be funny and I have, you know, connect with people. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm everybody's neighbor. And my wife was like talking about how a community and your neighbors are so important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife talked to me and explained to me the impact that radio can have on people. And if you do it right, which I hope we try to do, it can help someone carve a pumpkin who's never carved a pumpkin and settle down with their family. It can deliver someone a Valentine who needs some love, and it can share a thank you letter in gratitude and sweetness to your people and your lives. And so thank you for being part of our listener family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.